Welcome to Off the Cuff. I'm Dean Vitale, sitting here next to our lifelong pastor, John Bell. And what we do here is we pretty much come up with a question, and John and I and Aaron will talk about a question. And then in our new facility, where we're facing each other now, so we could actually see each other, before we used to do this on the phone, we sit and we discuss. And then, you know, we turn on these things called microphones, and we put it on the internet so everyone can listen now. And John and I have been doing this for years as far as, you know, just together on the phone personally, whether I call him and ask him for some advice on something.
Or at my kitchen table.
Or your kitchen table, exactly. Or my kitchen table. Mm-hmm. And so now we decided, you know, hey, let's turn on these microphones and let's record a podcast. And we've been doing it for a while. We took a break for a while, and now we're back at it. And this series, we're at the last part of this series of Off the Cuff, and we talked about spiritual warfare. And I've had I don't want to say a challenging time, but John is teaching that each member, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, have an area that's specific. Am I right by saying
yes,
that?
Yes, each member of the Trinity. The Trinity helps us in the three battlefields. So the three battlefields are the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Right.
And so a way of looking at it is you have three battlefields.
Right.
Against you. The Father is the general over the battlefield of the world.
Got it.
Jesus is the general of the battlefield over the evil one. The Holy Spirit is the general, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we talked about having a walkie-talkie on the battlefield. So when you need help in overcoming the world, you cry out to the Father. You pray to you talk to the Father.
Right.
I need help here. I need reinforcements. When we need help overcoming the evil one, you always go to Jesus. Why? Because he always defeated the devil. He's the one who defeated the devil. The cross is the ultimate defeat of the evil one. Didn't seem like that, but that's what it was. And then the Holy Spirit, you and I have talked about this. Which one is more fierce? Which battlefield is more fierce?
Mm-hmm.
I think this third one is the most fierce. I think it's the one we need the most help with. Why? So the world is our external battlefield. It's outside of us, right?
Right.
I mean, it coordinates with what's inside of us. So you have the external battlefield, then the devil is the infernal. He's from the pits of hell,
mm-hmm,
right? And
right.
So he's pure evil. He's more evil than people can imagine. All these, you know, all these ways that people try to explain the devil, they have no idea. He's much more evil. He's much more seductive. He appears as an angel of light.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very tricky.
And he's getting so many people.
Oh, he has them.
Yeah.
And then so you have external battle, infernal battle, and now you have the internal battle. This is why I think this one to me is the most dangerous. It's the old nature. Because there's a lot of you can become a Christian and still be ruled by the even religiously, you know, even in church, even in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's people in ministry that still have not overcome the old nature. The mm-hmm. old nature is because their ego is so large. You know, when you meet them, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And they're basically, you know, we talked about spiritual maturity. They haven't matured yet. So why? It's because they haven't learned to walk with the Holy Spirit, to overcome this old nature, the flesh. It's called the old flesh, or the flesh, the carnal, or the ego. They haven't learned to overcome it. So, because they haven't, a lot of, I remember once that a missionary from China, and he was actually Chinese,
mm-hmm.
and he toured the United States, and he went to different churches and ministries, and they asked him afterwards, they said, "So what did you think?" He goes, "I'm amazed how much they accomplish without the Holy Spirit."
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So this is the big one here is learning to walk in the Spirit and learning to pray to the Spirit and allowing the Spirit to help so that you overcome, you become an overcomer with regard to the old nature.
All right. So how does that work? Show us, how does that look like? What does that look like?
So the best place to go on this one, so the best place to go for spiritual armor, the best place to go for understanding the Spirit is Galatians 5, right? Because mm-hmm. the whole book of Galatians is about, am I going to live my life and even do ministry and, you know, doing good stuff? Am I going to do that in my own power, or am I going to do it in the power of the Holy Spirit? So Galatians 5 starts this way, is one of the ways that you'll know is the more love there is in your life, the more you're walking in the Spirit. And then later on, he just talks about, this is the battlefield here.
Okay, let me stop you for a second there, because the more love in your life. Mm-hmm. So now right away,
especially for other people, relationships.
So I think right away people would say, well, I love my children. They love me. Mm-hmm. I love my wife. She loves me. And my family. Mm-hmm. So what else does that love entail?
So
because it's not just that.
Yeah.
Because that's easy.
Yeah. Well, it's not always easy. Okay. You know, sometimes
that's easy for me.
Sometimes people who are close to you, it's hard, you know, the more you know about people, the harder it is to love them sometimes. But and it's just like, so he describes people who are walking by the flesh and they're basically living very selfish lives. And I would say a good definition of love is I don't live selfishly anymore. You know, as I said before, I use the example of I go to a party, I see a group of my friends, and they're all hanging out together. I might be tempted to go and hang out with them as well. I see someone off to the side standing by themselves, and the Spirit says, you should go talk to them because they feel all alone right now. Mm-hmm. So it's I become a gentle protector.
Right.
Yeah. You know, if I see weakness, the old nature is if I see weakness, I use it for my benefit. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the predator mentality.
Yeah.
And we all have a predatory mentality. Oh, everybody does. Even the meekest or even the weakest person.
Mostly men though.
No, really? No. Yeah, absolutely. It's men. It's universal, my friend.
Wow.
It's the flesh.
And I always think that women are, you know, caring and nurturing and you know, they're creating a perfect environment.
Well, that's just because you have a wonderful wife, right? Yeah. But I know, I'm saying, we're blessed with wives who are...
All those
things. They seem very, they're very nurturing. But all of us are tempted to use other people to manipulate them for our advantage, right? So, so all of a sudden, instead of being focused on what I need, you know, it's what can I do for you? I think one of the beautiful examples to me is John chapter 4, where Jesus meets the woman at the well, you know, the Samaritan woman. Mm-hmm. And that whole conversation, if you follow it, basically, he asks, this is his first question, would you give me a cup of water? So he's asking her, for him, but he's not asking it because he wants to take advantage of her. He's trying to break down a wall between the Samaritans and the Jews, and he's getting her involved in it because she's like, she later on says, how could you, being a Jew, ask me to get you a cup of water, right? Why? Because he was thirsty. He said he was thirsty and he was hungry. That's why he was there. But he turned that into an opportunity to minister to this woman. And so if you follow that whole conversation, it's just beautiful. If you want to know how to give a testimony, how to witness to someone, read John chapter 4. So loving is you're always on the lookout for ways, and you can't help every, I mean, there's 1,000 needs out there.
Right.
But you need to meet the need of the Holy Spirit directing you towards a person whose need you can meet, right? And that's right. That's really what love is. And the opposite of love is, you know, taking advantage of people. And in the, he describes the deeds of the flesh. So you want to know what it looks like. It's a pretty ugly list in that chapter. You know, it's fightings, dissensions. He describes it almost like an animal. Mm-hmm. He says you're biting and devouring one another.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of the worst things that happen at churches are business meetings. You know, people fighting over what the brand of lawnmower. I mean, that sounds facetious, but I can tell you the story about that. But church business meetings. If you want to see the flesh show up, go to a church business meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Because people are biting and devouring one another.
Yeah. When we were
doing it, by the way, in the name of God.
In the name of Jesus. Yeah, right, exactly. When we were taping the other day, when we were taping WOW Church and Can God's Promises Fail, you said something that resonates with me and has been. And, you know, it's in Scripture, and I don't know, just certain things happen. But you said, Dean, you have to love your enemies. Mm-hmm. And right now, the political landscape mm-hmm. is casting a lot of enemies. And, you know, and then I've kind of put on the righteous versus, you know, the non-righteous. These mm-hmm. are the righteous versus evil. Mm-hmm. And it's not that at all. Mm-hmm. What you've taught me in these last couple of days is they don't have the ability. They don't have,
they're blind.
They're blind.
You're trying to get a blind person to see on your own strength.
Right. Right. You know, and so it's a matter of loving them. Mm-hmm. Now that is
direction. And love is not giving.
Excusing.
It's not giving them what they want.
Right.
Like, I love my children. If I give them what they want,
it's child abuse.
It's child abuse.
I remember that. So but you know what? That makes it real clear. Mm-hmm. I know enough at 62 what love is. Mm-hmm. I can take it to the next direction now. Mm-hmm. But the idea first is identifying that, you know, it's you don't hate them. Mm-hmm. You have to love them.
So here's a great example
of
loving your enemies. Mm-hmm. So in Acts chapter 7, Stephen gives a message. It's a profound message that he gives. Stephen, the deacon. He's sent out, and he's giving this message. They attack him. Paul is there, and they attack him. And Paul kind of leads the attack. He's been sent there to incarcerate and eventually kill Christians. Stephen doesn't react to it. In fact, at the end, he says exactly what Jesus said on the cross. He says, Father, forgive them. So he sees his enemies in a whole new light. Now, here's the amazing thing. I don't think Paul ever forgot that. I think it was like that was stuck in his brain. He's like, how come he looks so peaceful there? I don't get that. Yeah. I've killed a lot of Christians before. I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great.
And it was like he couldn't get it out of his mind. And he's acting like an animal. That's, you know. Mm-hmm. Acts chapter 9, first verse, is like he's breathing out threatenings and murmurs under his breath. So as he's like talking to himself, he's going...
Yeah, right.
And then he meets Jesus, you know?
Yeah. That's good.
Let me go on. So please. So if you're... when here's what I say. I say, Holy Spirit, help me to be more loving today. Mm-hmm. Show me the situation. Lead me to the people that... need to be ministered to. You know, help me not just to go on autopilot today, because it would be easy for me to just, you know, have blinders on and just do what I want to do, what I want to accomplish. I found often that ministry is a ministry of interruptions. So I have to pay attention to the not not every interruption is an opportunity to minister, but some are. Mm-hmm. So, and then the last thing I pray in this is I say, today, produce in me the fruit of the Spirit. So if I'm walking in the Spirit, this is what I'm going to experience. I'm going to experience more love more joy, more peace, more patience, more kindness, more goodness, more faithfulness, more gentleness, more self-control. And by the way, so it starts with love, but if you do, if you look at the other eight closely, they're all just expressions of love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll give you just a couple examples. Joy is love rejoicing. Peace is love resting. Patience is love waiting. Kindness is love initiating. So I see a need and I'm kind to that person. Goodness is love responding, right?
Hmm.
Faithfulness is love keeping its word. Self-control is love saying no to sin, right? And gentleness is love being tender. So there, it's like nine different expressions of love. And yeah. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to take me through those throughout my day.
And that's all by memory, just so you know. There's no notes there for John. That's incredible. I mean, I want to commit that to memory. I said. That's great.
Well, if you pray this, that's the great thing about praying, you know, the whole spiritual warfare. As I learn to pray to the Father, I'm very specific, you know, like...
Role specific,
you don't want to pray general prayers.
Yeah.
Lord, here's a general prayer that I hear all the time from people. Lord, be with me today. And I always want to say, I have promised never to leave you nor forsake you. So
done.
That's already done, yeah. Right? But, yeah.
I have people tell me, you know, after 45 seconds of prayer, I'm done.
Yeah.
How could I pray more intimately?
Well,
and that's why we're addressing this.
Here's what's really important.
Go ahead.
If you want to increase your prayer life, start praying through the scripture.
What does that mean?
It means, so I'm going to read a passage of scripture and, you know, John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Lord, help me to remember that everything that has been created by you, that you were there at the beginning, and that you are master of everything. You are Lord of all. So in other words, you simply take the word and you kind of like repeat it back in a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a simple formula that I learned years ago. It's called ACTS, A-C-T-S. So start with adoration, you know, worship. Then do confession. So do an inventory and say, what do I need to confess? And confess is not begging or anything like that. It's just saying, I agree with you that that thought, that word, that deed was wrong. So I just confess it. Because once I agree with him, I understand how wrong it is. Then thanksgiving, I'm thankful. And then the last one is S, supplication. So now I get out my list and, you know, I have a group of people, my family, friends, various things, various people I need to be praying about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, someone will say, would you pray for me about this? That's supplication. So petitions.
Got it. All right. I think we wrapped it up here, right, John?
Mm-hmm.
We're good?
For this, yep.
Yeah, for this. Yeah. So there we go. We started with spiritual warfare. And then John broke down all the
battlefields.
The battlefields that we face. Thanks, John. I appreciate that. Right. This is heavy. A lot of stuff here.
I know.
A lot to unpack.
Yeah.
And the greatest thing is you can go back and listen to it, because I'm going to, and you can go back and listen to it again, and you can follow more of John's content at our website, amazingmenministries.com, and you can actually watch WOW Church, where it's a weekly sermon series where John teaches. And not just preaches, he teaches. And that's his style, and that's why we love him the way we do. You can follow him on Instagram at Amazing Men Ministries, Facebook, again, at Amazing Men Ministries, or on X at Amaze, M-A-A-Z, Man, M-A-N, Ministry. And that's it. So on behalf of John Bell, I'm Dean Vitale saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.